Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
Tech comes to the rescue again. A look at how artificial intelligence aims to save retailers using a new personalization method dubbed as the Holy Grail.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So in facing the e-commerce giant that is Amazon on a regular basis, retailers have their hands full and are constantly trying to find ways to keep consumers shopping on their sites and in stores. The latest trick up their sleeve? Personalization by way of data and technology. Let's get a little bit more on this new trend in tech and how it's being used by retailers. Patching in now from our San Francisco bureau is The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. Hey, Laura.
Hey.
In looking at these specific tactics that retailers are using, this personalization process, how are they using the latest advancements in tech to reach customers, and what kind of tech are we talking specifically?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of retailers are looking to try to capture the kind of things that Amazon has obviously built out so well, and they're very dominant in the online retail space. So we're looking at things like artificial intelligence and big data and robotics even to some degree that retailers are kind of looking to try to get into their stores, to try to get onto their websites, to somehow keep consumers shopping either online or in store, which they do see as an advantage because that's something that the biggest online retailers don't really have.
Right. So which companies in particular are being the most progressive in venturing into this tech? I know Sunglass Hut is making some interesting strides. How and where else are we seeing this kind of tech incorporated?
Yeah, we were talking to a lot of different retailers last week at the National Retail Federation Conference, where retailers from all over the globe gather in New York City, and talking to a lot of tech companies as well. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned Sunglass Hut, which they're doing something interesting. They're using a technology provider based out here in Silicon Valley called Sentient Technologies. And what they do is they use deep learning combined with artificial intelligence to navigate the shopper through a shopping experience. So if you click on a pair of sunglasses that you really like and look for other sunglasses like that, it's actually going to take all these kind of, you know, characteristics we'd see with the human eye if we're browsing a sunglass rack at the store versus just basing it off of recommendations based on what other customers have bought. So it's really trying to personalize it more to you as a shopper versus just basing it off of what other people may have bought.
Bouncing off of what you said previously about, you know, the in-store component, because a lot of us think e-commerce and strictly online, but how are retailers customizing the shopping experience in actual stores?
That was an interesting one. I mean, a lot of retailers are introducing things like tablets into the store. So you can go in and you can browse online if maybe they don't have the color size that you want in store, trying to keep you kind of engaged in that way. One other interesting thing is Nordstrom Rack has introduced beacon technology into their store. So if you have an app open on your phone connected to Bluetooth, it will ping you, for example, when the fitting room is open, or if it has other offers that it wants you to know about, the express checkout line is open. So those are the ways that they can kind of start to weave technology, you know, easily available on our phones actually, into the stores.
It seems like a big way they're trying to do this is they're trying to understand these customers. And the idea is if they understand you, they know how you interact with life, and that's how they'll advertise to your likes. Is that really what it all comes down to?
It does. Well, it's interesting. In this day of digital shopping, we've gotten so used to fast downloads, easy customer service, you know, just getting exactly what we want when we want it. So it's about figuring out what we want. And, you know, that seems a little obvious at times.
That's hard for us, though, ourselves. You know?
Exactly. You know, I was talking to all these retailers about how if it takes more than, you know, a millisecond for your little app to download on a page or something, if you're shopping online, that could actually turn you off a purchase. So, yeah, it's about using all these kind of data, all this big data that we've collected, and trying to channel that into new ways. I talked to a little Italian family-owned company that does lingerie, and they were saying that they'd taken artificial intelligence provided by Sentient Technologies and used that. So they were using this new method of kind of evolutionary data where they could run multiple tests at once and see how consumers were reacting and narrow it down based on that learning mm-hmm. to see, you know, what kind of banner they should have on the site, what kind of button they should be clicking. So it's even very small things that can make a big difference.
We're talking about how retailers are turning to Silicon Valley to lure customers back. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening. Reporter Laura Stevens joins us. So, Laura, ultimately, we talk about all of this need to embrace this tech, but is that sentiment broadly found among these retailers? Is there hesitance of any kind? Because I would think, you know, it's all so new. Maybe there's some hesitance to embrace this digital transformation.
Well, and that is one thing that I did hear. So, I mean, yes, everybody realizes they need to do something, but it means shaking up your traditional business model to mm-hmm. some degree. Retailers are used to a lot of control in their stores about what they show to customers, how they merchandise things, you know, what they show to them online. And so this means shaking up some of that traditional model, and that may be a little uncomfortable for some very traditional retailers who are used to kind of these even 2-year cycles of planning what kind of shirts or what kind of apparel you're going to have on your shelves, you know, 2 years later. So mm-hmm. it's this very long traditional cycle in the industry that they're trying to shorten.
Yeah, as we say on a lot in this podcast, times are changing. Laura Stevens, thanks very much for the time.
Thank you.
For more on this article, you can check out WSJ.com. And to follow all the latest in retail and e-commerce, check out Laura Stevens' stories. That ends this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.